Love your enemies. The only power you have to do this is the knowledge that the vindication will come on the last day. So here I am in this parking lot being embarrassed by this crazy guy. Demonic influence? I mean, it sure felt that way. I don't know. What do I know? But it was nuts. It was nuts. Here I am embarrassed. There was a guy taking video of the whole thing. I don't even know, right? And they're all over there with their cars. I'm like, I did walk over. I was like, you guys know that guy? He seemed like making some trouble. Here, Sons of Solomon. Yay, check it out. The guy had a cross on it. Gave it to him. He took it. Hey, look at that. So whatever. It was embarrassing. It was overwhelming. It was unjust. I had no reason, humanly speaking, to be there caring about that place at all, wanting to help those people, let alone enduring the shaming, scoffing, demonic attack in a public parking lot by some guy of my own tribe. But I wasn't there for me. So I was there to be there for Jesus. Not like he needs it. I'm connected to him. He's inside of you. And so it wasn't so much that I even thought, turn the other cheek, Jonathan. I just knew as I got up and walked toward him that I could not allow him to continue to spout evil and that the only power I had was my words. And believing that, I didn't turn the other cheek. I gave him, you know, the pamphlet. You know, I have more than one. And I would have given him food and money. I'd already given away food and money to two other people that night. Rockford's a great place. And I was out trying to do this, right? Pray for your enemies. Your enemies are the ones you're here for. Your friends, who are only Christians, generally, we'll talk about that more too, and you may have friends who are not, but your real ones, your eternal friends, they're only the Christians. So in one sense, you're here for them to support each other toward that, but you're here for those who are not Christians, because all the Christians could die and go away and they'd be fine. But everybody else is not that. They're all sleepwalking zombie robot peoples, buried in sin, shame, and worshiping every image they can find that tickles their flesh, and then shouting about how kind they are. Barbarians. Goodness. It's such a good question. This is such a great question. So to see that Matthew 5:38-42 is not rejecting Exodus 21, but its interpretation as a universal application, which was not unwise when they realized, you know what, that's a really fair, just thing compared to killing everybody. And they started applying it to stuff. Verse 24, yeah. It's to see what justice really is. So, I mean, you want to see Judgment Day that it doesn't go well for you because you're outside of Jesus? Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, thought for thought, word for word. I had this thought recently. Like, how is sarcasm going to hold up on Judgment Day? I mean, if you can think about Judgment Day as a day you're looking forward to, the way that's been imagined for me recently is like, you know, I go through a lot of stuff no one ever sees. Just me and Jesus and the angels and demons. I think most people do. And Judgment Day is the day where everyone's going to see that mine was in Christ. And each moment will be vindicated. Every single one. So to look forward to that means to have the ability in a moment where you don't feel vindicated to hold your tongue anyway. And to do what you know is better for the group anyway, which at some point I'm going to advocate might mean taking the guy down to the ground. Because if you're a cop, that's what you're supposed to do when he's being a riotous person in public. We don't have Batman. I don't want Batman. So I use my words instead, right? But the goal is to realize that we are here among our enemies to pray for our enemies that they become our friends. And that we do this by a confidence and a conviction that doesn't need to justify the moment with action, but can just let our words sit. So as he accused me as I drove away of all sorts of things again, I shouted and laughed out the window. I'm the mad Christian after all. I might as well be as psycho as the guy while he's talking to me. I was laughing at him. I'll see you later, you know. But I mean, what he was shouting again is like, you know, you're no Christian kind of thing. So, I mean, the battle is really about your heart and the principalities and powers of language and words and stories And if you get caught up trying to like fix it all by, oh, he said to me, he told me my mama was mean and all this, right? Like you're falling victim to your pride. And it's not that Jesus is he's not asking something impossible. He's asking you to see what really is. You think that some evil government comes and puts you in jail and you have to like somehow stop this because it's evil. And you can try, but at the moment that it happens and you're there, you can also just know, oh, Jesus must have wanted this today. This must be what Jesus thinks is necessary so I learn to pray better and talk about what I believe to myself, lest I forget it. What was it? I wanted to learn jiu-jitsu this week. You know, and I was about 5 minutes from the place and I knew I was late and I just said it out loud. I guess Jesus doesn't want me to learn jiu-jitsu today. I wonder what I'll do instead. You know, it's a framework. It's a story. It's the story of the Bible. Tell it to yourself, right? And in that, keep believing that turning the other cheek does not mean be a floormat. It means have self-control. It means have self-control. It's far better. And Jesus' self-control enabled him to see that it was far better for one man to die for the sins of the people than for him to escape, especially once his time had come. Do notice that Jesus does leave a lot of times when they want to kill him. But he had a very specific awareness of his death. You don't. And he's told you, flee for the mountains. When you see them at the gates, go to the mountains. I mean, you have every right to walk out of any physically dangerous situation. You also have every right to walk into one, like I did last night. And to say, you know what? It's all right. I can handle this one for Jesus tonight. No. Don't expect too much of yourself. But also, I mean, see if for the good it is. Your enemies have been praying for you if they're Christians. Yeah?